I exploded out of my attack position, reached maximum altitude, leveled off, straightened out, and began my plunge toward the unsuspecting fish. As I streaked towards the water in a graceful arc, the fish appeared even larger than before. Indeed, the thought crossed my mind that Drover and I together wouldn't be able to eat him. Most experts regard fish as fairly stupid animals, yet we must give them credit for having a certain dull-witted instinct for survival. Even though my attack was perfectly planned and flawlessly executed, somehow the fish got wind of it, and with one flick of his tail, he vanished. Canceling the mission at that point was out of the question. I mean, you get into some heavy physics with thrust and forces and vectors and all that stuff that's much too complicated to go into. It's the kind of stuff we deal with every day in the security business, but the point is that once you get a mass of pure muscle traveling downward at a high rate of speed, the physical forces unleashed can't be reversed. Furthermore, in the event that someone miscalculated the depth of the water, this projectile is likely to enter the creek, pass through the shallow liquid, and strike the bottom with tremendous force. That darn creek wasn't nearly as deep as I thought, never mind what color it was. I buried my nose in 6 inches of mud on the bottom. And before you laugh at my misfortune and pass it off as just one of life's many jokes, let me point out just how serious it is when a guy gets his nose buried in 6 inches of mud under the dang water. First of all, your nose doesn't just pop out of the mud, right? And second of all, it's very hard to breathe when you're trapped in deadly quicksand. Well, mud. And third of all, statistics. Numbers collected by government agencies show that most of the people and animals who drowned between 1945 and 1985 had their heads underwater. So laugh if you wish, but this was a life-threatening situation. I could have very easily, by George, drowned. No ordinary dog could have gotten out of that pit of deadly quicksand. I mean, the stuff didn't just hold me. It was trying to suck me down, deeper and deeper. I tried to call for help, but as you may have already surmised, that didn't work. I kicked all four legs in the air. I thrashed. I fought. I twisted and turned and flailed the water. And with each thrash and thrail, my life inched closer to darkness and doom.